risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey. Do you? And with that, let us begin with our opening hymn, number 677, verses 1 through 5. Service begins on page 229 in the front end of your hymnals. O Lord, open my lips.
My mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Thank you.
And this is a celebration of All Saints' Day. Our first reading for this evening comes from the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. O Lord, have mercy on us." Thanks be to God. Our epistle lesson comes from 1 John, the 3rd chapter. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowd, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. You may be seated as we continue with our sermon hymn. Now it's 676. We are doing verse 1. Verse 1.
Thank you.
grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day. We celebrate All Saints' Day. Now the day itself dates back quite a ways. There's inklings of All Saints' Day going all the way back to the 4th century in some of the writings. It was reaffirmed in the 6th century and again in the 8th. Although it was never quite figured out when it was to be celebrated, it was celebrated every year, sometimes at various times. But eventually it settled on November 1st. That's when the official day of All Saints' Day is, last Thursday. So we missed it by one day last week. But that's officially when All Saints' Day is. Most of us, though, we don't really think about All Saints' Day. Usually, we think about the holiday that grew up around All Saints' Day. It was in the Middle Ages that some weird thoughts about All Saints' Day kind of crept into the way people thought about things. A lot of people believed that All Saints' Day meant that old and dead relatives, their souls would come visit, and they were afraid that demons would come along and scare them away. And so the idea of the people came that they would dress up in ghoulish costumes to scare the demons away. Hence, we had the Eve of All Hallows Day, or in Old English, Halloween, which came about all because they were getting ready to celebrate All Saints Day. We're not here to talk about Halloween, though. We're here to talk about All Saints Day. And for a lot of us, All Saints Day is a day that maybe we dread. We have this idea that we remember those that have gone before us, and we remember those that have passed away this last year. And for a lot of us, that can dredge up some dark memories, memories of days that we would rather forget. And so we come today looking at the scriptures for words of comfort, words of sweetness. And some of the sweetest words in all of scripture are found in our gospel lesson, the Sermon on the Mount, sometimes called the Beatitudes. Blessed are you. Blessed are you who come. Blessed are you who are meek. To a people that can be beaten down, struck down by the world around us, these words can have a beautiful ring in our ear. And why wouldn't they? Blessed are those that are meek. Of course, when one sits down and really, really reads the words on the page, as beautiful as they are, they can also become hard words. Hard words of Scripture. I mean, if you think about it, if you don't start off as meek, how do you make yourself meek? If you don't start off poor in spirit, can you make yourself poor in spirit? You might wish yourself poor in spirit, but how do you make yourself poor in spirit? Some of the most comforting verses in all of Scripture, yet as we begin to dig in, it seems they demand some things that we cannot by our own hands create. I cannot create meekness in myself. I can try, but I can't create it. I can't create a sense of mourning by myself. I cannot create a sense of poor in spirit in myself. The text seems to demand these things, at least to be counted in the realm of the blessed. And I realize this is a hard road to go down, but really as we begin to take the words of Christ seriously, we find ourselves in a bit of a mess. And this is how Christ starts off his ministry. This is how he starts off his proclamation ministry in the Gospel of Matthew. Now, our crisis of understanding, in my opinion, comes about for two very specific reasons. One is because we use a lectionary system. And you've heard me talk about the lectionary system before. We use it, and quite frankly, most historical churches use a kind of lectionary system. Now, a lectionary system determines what kind of text that you're going to read. It separates the text into what we call pericopes, little sections of a passage. And it goes through them. Now, the negative of this is that you at times will have one part of a passage one week and you might not hear the rest of the passage. You might hear it next week, or you might not, depending on how the lectionary system goes. This is negative, especially for today, because this passage is meant to be read not only with chapter 5 in the beginning, but in fact all of chapter 5, all of chapter 6, and even chapter 7. But we only get the first 12 verses of chapter 5. That being said, I don't want us to think too negatively about a lectionary cycle. There's a lot of good that comes out of it. For one, it stops pastors like myself from simply getting on a pet peeve and going there nonstop. Imagine if every week you came back and all you heard was my rant for the week. Church wouldn't quite be as well-meaning as it is. But the lectionary cycle stops that. And instead, it makes us focus ever upon Jesus. Every week we come back, and every week we hear more about Christ. The whole lectionary is developed to be around the life of Christ. Every Christmas day, we hear about the baby Jesus born in a manger. Every Good Friday, we hear about Christ dying on the cross. Every Easter Sunday, we talk about Jesus rising from the dead. The lectionary is developed around Jesus. That's the first problem, just the lectionary, that we're not seeing the whole text. The second problem is a little bit harder to get around, and that is that we're not reading this text and we're not hearing this text of the first century Jew. First century Jews had a unique way of hearing verbal or oral speech. It was almost cyclical. It was almost like a circle. Every time that you would go around, you would see it from a different angle, a different side, a different position. And this text for today is no different. These are beautiful words. First 12 verses. Blessed are you. But then you get to verse 13. And starting in verse 13, you have some of the harshest law that Jesus ever spoke. Maybe even some of the harshest law in all the Bible. Is your hand causing you to sin? Cut off your hand. Is your eye causing you to sin? Gouge out your eye. Do you hate your brother? You have already committed murder because you hate your brother in your heart. All of these are sin. All of these separate you from God. All of these separate you from your relationship with God. All of them are sin. That's some harsh, harsh law. And each time you come around and you hear that echo of the law again, it crushes you. It wrecks you. It brings you down. How could you be anything but meek? How could you be anything but poor in spirit? You see, as the law crushes you, you come back around and you start again in verse 1. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. The text creates what is necessary. We are blessed because God makes us that way. He brings us to repentance and he draws us closer to himself. And this is the wonderfulness of our God. For he creates and does what we cannot do. He creates in us a new creation through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the work of his word. In essence, this is what we mean when we say it makes a circle. It makes a cycle. Each time you go through the blessings, you find comfort. Comfort in knowing that God is there for you, knowing that God sees you, and then you keep reading and you are struck by the law, and you are struck by your sin and what you have done. And this brings you to repentance and contrition. It brings you down into meekness, poor in spirit, and so on. Each time we are brought down, each time we go back and we start at verse 1. Blessed are, and move through. So let us not misunderstand these words in the Gospel of Matthew. These are words of gospel, but they can only be understood in light of the law, in light of repentance. So blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. You see, if you're already broken by the world, if you're already beaten down by the world around you, no sense in starting at verse 13. Start again at verse 1. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those that have been broken and beaten down. Blessed are those that have been brought to faith in Christ, for theirs is the gift of eternal life, given through the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given with the forgiveness of sins won through what he has done for you and for me. Blessed are you, faithful in Christ. In his name. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now continue by confessing our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. This can be found in the very, very back cover of your hymnal. Please stand. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our service now continues as we prepare ourselves for prayer. We turn to page 233 in the front page. God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just words. give to us your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.